The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, says this is the highest number of displaced people anywhere in the world. He noted that about 5,000 to 6,000 Syrian women, children and men are fleeing into neighboring countries every day, often with little more than the clothes on their back.
There are no words to express the dimension of this tragedy. What really caused a stronger impression was not the appalling number, but what it really means in human tragedy. Usually statistics have this terrible effect that they make us lose the human perspective. And these are indeed 2 million of individual stories. Many have lost members of their families, their houses, their possessions. Many children that are now dramatically traumatized by violence. And also 2 million responsibilities for the international community to protect them, to shelter them, to feed them, to treat them, to educate them for the children that need to go back to school.
Meanwhile, the UN Children's Agency, or UNICEF, is supporting a major push to make sure that crisis-affected children in Syria can keep learning, whatever developments the coming days and weeks may bring. Marixi Mercado is the agency's spokesperson.
Together with the Ministry of Education and UNRWA, UNICEF will launch this month a home-based self-learning program that will enable over 400,000 children in conflict hotspots to continue following the national curriculum. This is extremely important because education has taken a severe beating in the past 2.5 years of conflict, and many children are shouldering pressures and responsibilities that no child should bear. Making sure that children can keep learning, even if only for a few hours a day, protects them and keeps them on a path to as normal a life as possible in the circumstances.
Germany has offered temporary resettlement to 5,000 Syrian refugees, says the spokesperson for the International Office for Migration, or IOM. Jumbe Omari Jumbe stated that the refugees will be admitted under the German Federal Office for Migration and Refugees Humanitarian Admissions Program, or HAP.
IOM has begun to provide medical screening and to conduct language and cultural orientation classes for a first group of 109 Syrian refugees who will travel to Germany from Lebanon in mid-September for temporary resettlement. The 109 individuals are part of the group of 4,000 vulnerable Syrian refugees identified by the UNHCR in Lebanon who will travel on IOM charter flights from Beirut to Hanover over the next year. Another 1,000 refugees with family members already in Germany will also be offered temporary resettlement under the scheme.
IOM medical escorts will travel with the flight to help refugees with special needs. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.